Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. Salute, because you have made it to hump day. Are y'all ready for a great show tonight? It is me, Kenny Talk, and anyone else that wants to call in, 646-595-4038, or all of the slew of listeners that we do have out there that's already listening and waiting right now for me to drop it. It's about time for us to jump right in, everybody. I got the relationship truth I'm going to be dropping on your head next. But you know, as always, we got a business to run, man. We got a business to run, and y'all bitches better have my money.
Yeah.
I know y'all heard that right. All House Radio's on. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we are in the building. We are in the building. Today, our discussion is going to be playing with my heart. Playing with my heart. Now, how many of you guys have ever heard that phrase being used? You're just playing with my heart. How many of you guys have said that? How many of you guys have felt that way. It's okay. Let's talk about it. We're going to have a little bit of a therapy session tonight, okay? We're going to have a therapy session that's, I mean, it's for the ladies. It's for the gentlemen. It's for whoever. Now, you know what? I normally be ready, but I'm going to jump right into the relationship truth of today. I'm going to pick one. Now, if you guys are haven't added us on Facebook as of yet, man, you're crazy. You are crazy. Kenny talk the most. Kenneth the most. The Real Relationship Talk Show is a group. If you're not in that group, add yourself to the group. Or if you want me to do it, inbox me right now and I'll make sure I do it. It won't be right now, but I'll do it as soon as I get a chance. Alright, I'm actually going down the line of all of the relationship truths that I've actually sent out, and I'm gonna find one that's gonna suit today. The relationship truth gotta be something that I sent out. I got a lot of y'all posts too that I am gonna share, and it's gonna be totally relevant to what's going on. Here it comes. Many, many, more. All right. Relationship truth goes: to allow someone's actions or words to dictate who you are or how you treat others is a sign of weakness. That's the post. Check it out. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. KennyTalk_. It's on Twitter. I actually sent it out earlier this week. KennyTalk EXP. To allow someone's actions or words to dictate who you are or how you treat others is a sign of weakness. Now, what in the world would make me choose that? Well, think about the way people react. They feel like they're being taken advantage of. When they feel like they're giving you their heart, you're playing with it. A lot of people allow someone else's actions or words when it comes to making them feel like you're playing with their heart to dictate who they are and how they treat the next guy or how they treat the next woman. And that's sad, because it's a sign of weakness that a lot of us have, right? That's the way it go. We're going to jump into a great, great discussion. If you want to speak on the relationship truth, hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, or you can hit me on Twitter, DM me, or call us at 646-595-4038. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio. It's the Kenny Talk Experience. So we going in, playing with my heart. Now, the first thing that comes to mind is this quote that I heard Bob Marley say. Bob Marley spoke about the act. Now, I'm going to speak, we're speaking from the woman's perspective right now. He spoke about the act of awakening a woman's heart. And I know y'all probably heard this before. Awakening a woman's heart without the intentions of loving her is a crime. He said it. I didn't say it. But for the most part, I do agree with him. Think about that. Awakening a woman's heart without the intent of loving her, it's like it's a crime. A major, major crime. And I know a lot of ladies can relate to this, right? I know a lot of ladies can relate to what Bob Marley is speaking about. And what do we mean by when we say awakening? So y'all know what? If y'all want to speak on it, hit me up. I see the inbox popping up right now. I see it popping up. If y'all want to speak on it, feel free, right? But I got to dive in right now. When we say awakening a woman's heart, what does that mean? Now let me tell y'all something. There are a lot of women out here, fellas. There are a lot of women have their mind focused on career, they have their mind focused on having fun, partying. They have their mind focused on enjoying life right now. And I know some of you guys may say, really? Where are these women at? Man, we meet them every single day. We date them every single week. You know, we take them out. We conversate on the phone with them. And when we meet these girls like this, what we tend to do is since they don't possess the quality of wanting to be in a relationship, they don't possess the characteristics or the needy characteristics of having a man that they can call their own. They just say, hey man, let's hang out and have a good time. What do we do as men? We hang out, we have a good time with them. You know, we date them. Yeah, they might even come by our apartment. They may even have sex with us. But then in the middle of the night, they'll get up and say, hey, I had fun, baby. Bye. And we say, huh? Or we're over their house. We might go over there, their apartment or their home. Lay up, might have sex with them. And they may say, okay, well, I had fun, so I'll call you next week. And we say, what? As fellas, we're thinking, man, the way I just put it down on her, she needs to be wanting me to snuggle right now. She should be begging me to stay. You know, she should be asking me, can she spend the night? But she's not. Why not? That's just not where she is at this point. She's having a good time. So what do we do? We do what Bob Marley said not to do. We awaken her heart. We start saying different things to her. Little corny, you know, the little corny little things. We might buy her some flowers. We may start talking about the way we feel about her. We might even start talking about a future with her. You know? We might even start acting a little funny when she doesn't call us or something. And you know what that woman will do? That woman will say, well, wait a minute. I probably need to be careful because I might have a good man right here in front of me right now. I might, ladies, y'all think I might have a good man in front of me right now. But you know you're going to go ask your mom, you're going to ask your friends. I got this guy, we just sleeping around, but man, he says some of the most beautiful things to me. He does the nicest thing. He always talking about a future with me. He always talking just being committed. You know, he's talking about selling down a lot now. And they're going to say, girl, you better get with him. And then once you commit, ladies, once you commit, what happened? The guy back, he falls back. Well, you know, I wasn't really ready for no relationship anyway. What you just done, fellas, if you just awakened that woman's heart. And the reason why you did it is because she's not like all of the rest. She's not dependent. She's not under your thumb. You don't have her figured out. You want her to be a certain way because that's the way you expect the woman to act around you. You love telling her that you don't want to be in a relationship and you're not really willing to commit right now. And her saying, but please, you know, I really want to be with you. And that it does something to our ego, fellas. And I'm speaking from a man's perspective. We need to cut that crap out. Ladies, I had to go in real quick. But that's how I feel. And that's how a lot of ladies feel, too. If you agree with me, hit me up right now. I want to hear what you got to say. Now, I'm looking at my inbox, and I see a whole lot of amens. I see a whole lot of women representing, saying, Kenny, talk. You said something then. Right? We need to stop. And when you talk about awakening, back to the quote, you talk about awakening a woman's heart. What you just did was exactly what the topic is about, fellas. You just played with her heart. And you had no right to do that. What do y'all think? We must not play with these young ladies' hearts. And I'm going to speak on it from a man's perspective, once again, about the females. A lot of females, let's flip the coin a little bit. Let's use the guy as an example that is having fun. He's not really interested in, you know, being in a relationship, whatever you want to call it. He's having a blast. He's doing his thing, right? But then the woman starts, then the young lady starts saying, well, wait a minute, man. We've been having all these good times, and we've been having sex, and we've been going out and blah, blah, blah. She started to set some ultimatums. She started to set expectations. You know what? This is what I need in my life right now. I don't need a guy that's just going to be, you know, coming by just for the night and leaving. I need more, right? I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to have a family. I'm ready to get engaged. I'm ready for so many nice things. And you know what that guy says? When he go back and tell his friends that this young lady is acting this way about him, man, you might want a wife, huh? You might want to keep her. That's a good girl. Ladies, that's a good girl is what we think. But guess what it really is? What happens, fellas, when you finally commit? She starts to fall back. She starts telling her friends, yeah, he cool and all. I do love him, but I'm really feeling doing something else right now. I'm feeling this guy. I'm feeling that guy. I think I want to explore my options. Ladies, what you just did was awakening that man's heart. You made him feel like, guess what? You were ready for that which you were not. Now that he's given it to you, you're playing with his heart. Back to the topic. We can't play with it. We can't play with each other's hearts, everybody. We see it happen every single day. Yeah. I got another point I want to touch on. Well, first, let me do this before I go to my next point. Man, I got to go to Facebook. You guys send out some pretty awesome posts that kind of tie into where I want to go with my topics. So for the most part, I want you to know that you are the ones that drive the topic. You drive them. So the only thing I do is I give to you. I bring to the table, I bring to the topic that which you allow me to, or that which is needed. Everything else is totally on you. So let me read a couple of posts that were sent out. I know you guys saw the hashtag playing with my heart so many times, right? And somebody put out a video, man. This is wild. Now, since we were speaking about from a guy's perspective, we got a guy that it was on, I shared it. He actually called his woman's, his fiance. He put his fiance on blast and filmed it, videoed it. He called her mom and her father over to confront her in front of them so they could know exactly the reason why he was going to do what he did. So what did he do, y'all? He starts playing her a recording that proves that the car that he purchased for her, she's been using it, riding around another guy, with another guy in it. He has a recording. Here's another thing. He's telling her that he knows that he hadn't been spending a lot of money on her lately, but it was because he was taking everything that he could save and loading it up on a credit card for her. As he wanted to give her a $2,000 card for her to go do whatever she wanted to do on it. So now he gave her a $2,000 card. Of course, you know, she already had a car. But he played this recording to reveal that she was cheating on her, exposed her in front of her mom and her father. And he basically told her to get out of his house. So now why did I send that video out? I sent that video out, ladies and gentlemen, because it goes right aligned with the topic of playing with my heart. Ladies, I understand that being in a relationship or getting married, getting engaged, I understand that this is a major, major accomplishment for you nowadays. I realize so much that being engaged or married is the Rolls Royce of accomplishments for women, for a lot of women for the most part. So even when you're not ready for it, you can't allow society, you can't allow your age, you can't allow the fact that you want to be selfish to get into a marriage or get into something as serious as that when you're really not ready. So many women, married women, are still out on the prowl, or they're still hooking up, they're still having sex, right? All because a lot of them made that jump and they were not ready. What you're doing, you're playing with your fiance's heart. You're playing with your husband's heart. And it is unacceptable. You know why it's unacceptable, ladies? Because it's unacceptable when a man do it to you. Check it. I got another post I'm going to read here real quick before we move the conversation on. Yeah. It says, I want someone to really want me. Make a big deal about me. Now, this is a woman that posts this. Tell me I'm on your mind way too much, but you kind of like it. Make it completely obvious that I'm the person that you want. Tell me you can't wait. Oh, this is the same post. Tell me you can't wait to see me. Show me how you feel so I can feel it too. Make me feel something I've never felt before. Tell your friends about me and I'll tell them about you. I'll tell them about how you make butterflies swarm my stomach. Want me as much as I want you. I shared this and I said, and I put hashtag playing with my heart. And the reason why I put that is because, ladies, since a lady posted this, actually it was in a group that's called F Relationships I'm Single. It's a funny name for a group, right? But y'all hit me up if y'all want to speak on this. But ladies, let me ask you a question. I want y'all to inbox me right now. After this, all this post that I just read, can a man make you feel that way within the first 90 days of you being with him? Yes or no? That's all I want to know right now. Can a man make you feel that way within the first 90 days that you have met him? I wonder. Can we, guys? Okay, I got a young lady. I'm going to read what she just sent me. Thank you for sending that. Thank you for listening. Those that are just joining us, playing with my heart is the topic of discussion right now. Playing with my heart on the Real Relationship Talk Show. And we just talked about how we awaken each other's hearts without the intent of loving each other or loving each other to the level that we need. She says, I think it's a beautiful post and I understand exactly how she felt, the young lady that posted it. This feeling is not something that can happen overnight. It has to happen through commitment. It has to happen through actions. All right, well, you know, I'm going to totally disagree with you on that. Because it's a feeling, sweetheart. I can make you feel a certain way within the first week of dealing with you. And this is the problem. This is the way your ladies want to feel. This is what ladies say they want in a relationship. And the reason I ask the question, ladies, can this be given or can you be made to feel this way within the first 90 days of meeting someone? The answer is yes, and that's the problem. It's easy to play with your heart for that mere fact. I can play with your heart. I can make you feel that way, ladies. And what happened is you want to jump out the window or you want to take that plunge. I'm in love. I think I found the right one. You know, I'm off the market. You know, change my status on social media. Look, everybody, look at me. And that's all right, right? But I need you to understand, you ladies, you do it to yourself. And the only reason why I'm speaking on it, the Kenny Talk Experience is speaking on it from this platform, is because we want you to identify it. Because only when you identify it, ladies, you're able to effectively change it. Hit me up. Come on, respond to me. Let me know what you guys think here. 646-595-4038 if you want to make your words heard. I am listening. Or let's go to Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. Okay, I got a young lady on him inbox me on Twitter. She hit me. She says, I feel what she's asking for is not unreasonable. Men need to step up to the plate. Hey, guys, how y'all feel about that idea? They said we need to step up to the plate to make a woman feel that way. Make her feel like something she's never felt before. Tell your friends all about her. And she'll tell her friends how you just make butterflies swarm in her belly. That's what she said, in her stomach. All right, I got another post I want to share with you. Well, now I'm going to do this after the break. I got to jump in. We got a break coming up in a second, but I got another point that I want to make. Jumping right back on the topic of playing with my heart. Now, here goes the sad part. When you talk about awakening a woman's heart without the intent of loving her the way she needs to be loved, it's more than one side to that, everybody. And I got to speak on it. So here's what's going on. Sometimes we can awaken someone's heart because we are actually at that particular time prepared to love them the way they want to be loved. But here's what the problem is. Sometimes how a person feels right now, today, is not how they're going to be feeling a year from now. So they can awaken your heart with the intent to be in a long-term relationship with you, to support you, to be committed to you, right? To love you the way you want to be loved, to give you the things that you need in a relationship. But a year or two down the line, it doesn't mean that they're still going to feel that way. If their feelings change a year or two down the line, they didn't deceive you. They didn't awaken your heart with the intent to deceive. They awakened your heart based on how they felt at that particular time that they professed their love for you. That's what happened, ladies. That's what happened, gentlemen. So the intent is not always there to hurt you. Sometimes it's how I feel right now. Nobody knows how they're going to feel down the line. Nobody knows. But I can tell you one thing. We got to start looking at each other's intentions. we got to start looking at the fact that if a year passes and my lover is not living up to what was committed to in the beginning, why not look at ourselves first? Why not look at ourselves to see what happened? We focus so much on what has changed in their corner as opposed to what has really changed in our corner. What are we saying? What are we doing differently that sets the expectation that change is needed or necessary in the relationship? A change, by the way, that I'm not happy about. What have I done? What have I said? What am I not doing? How am I acting? How do I make them feel today? Forget about when we first met. Whether it's a year from now, whether it's 6 months from now. How do I make her feel now? Okay, she stepped out, she cheated on me, she played with my heart. So I think. But what type of skin did I have in the game? What happened? You know, what are some things that I'm doing different? What signs am I not seeing? Yeah, you got a young lady that's been dating a guy. All of a sudden, she's open to the company of another guy. Yeah, we want to call her all kinds of names. You're a B, you're a H, you're no good, you're a slut, you're this, you're that. That's what we want to do. Instead of saying, what skin did I have in the game? Dollhouse Radio's on the Kenny Talk Experience, the real relationship talk show, and we're talking about playing with my heart for those that are just joining us. We're about to take a quick break, and you know after the break, I got the keeping it real with the keeping it real letter, right? Oh, man. Wait till y'all hear this one. Wait till y'all hear this one. 50% of the show is done. It's about that time for us to go pay some bills. All right, on Dollhouse Radio on. Remember to continue to listen to all of our shows by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, right? Y'all got to make sure y'all do that. We got some awesome shows all throughout the week. It's a real relationship talk show. I'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. Faster than you can say cat in the hat, right? It's going to be time for the keeping it real letter. You don't want to miss it. All day, baby.
All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money like you got 8 figures. But at G's and P's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my all day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Round round, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. All all day, nigga. Post some here and for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the path to the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight to the shop. All day, nigga. Stop, 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 stop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that sucks right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, day by getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, son, bitch.
Hands up, 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 hands up.
All day, nigga.
I took the young sweepers and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Peel up, peel up, peel up.
Yeah. Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody, for those that are just joining us. We are discussing playing with my heart. Real Relationship Talk every single week. Check it out. I got the Keeping It Real letter that's gonna be coming up real soon. We got the Keeping It Real letter that's gonna be coming up real soon. Let's pull it out. Let me pull it out. Let me pull it out the bag. Let's see what we got. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'm. You know what? It looks like we're having some technical difficulties, so my Keeping It Real music ain't playing, but that's all right. Because what we're going to do is we're going to jump right on in. Because guess what? It's about that time. It's about that time for us to go on and knock it out. All right, so let's do it. The Keeping It Real letter goes as follows. Man. Now, this letter, this is an interesting letter. It kind of touched me in a way, in a manner that, well, put it like this. I know a lot of people that's going through this right now. I know it's a lot of people that are being hurt this way. Now, it was pretty brave for this young lady to speak on this and to, I mean, give it to the Kenny Talk experience and let us have it. Very big of her to do that. Now, the young lady hails from Wisconsin. Now, she didn't put the city or anything, so she says, she has been in a relationship that is going on for 3 years. She says she's a good woman. She treats her man with the utmost respect. She cooks for him. And she looks out for his best interest. She says she has sex with him anytime that he wants, so she doesn't neglect him sexually. he's a caring man that makes sure she has to want for nothing. The only issue is that there is a problem that I have yet to discuss with him, is what she says. Now, I know that me discussing this is gonna rip his heart in two. The problem is, Kenny Talk, I know for a fact that I am 100% attracted to women, or a woman. She say women, and she says slash a woman. There's a special someone that I have been seeing, that I care deeply for, and we have developed a strong connection and relationship. She makes me feel like I have been in the closet all of my life, even though, from my perspective, I've been in the closet for at least 2 years. For at least 2 years, I have known and I have been sleeping with this young lady. She means so much to me, and I do want to be with her. However, the man that I live with, that's in our home, he does not know. I have been ashamed for some time to come out, which is why I kept the relationship between he and I going. I am at a loss right now, emotionally. Could you keep it real with my situation? Okay. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the phone line 646-595-4038. And what I'm also going to do is, I'm going to go ahead and... Wow. I'm going to touch on this right now. We got to jump right in. Now, the topic of our discussion today is playing with my heart. And when you talk about the letter, this is the epitome of playing with somebody's heart. Now, Wisconsin, you are a coward. I guess I can, I'll just say it. Yeah, you're a coward. And the funny and the sad thing about it is you might be a confused coward. Because you got a young man, you got so many women out here that's slipping into depression because they can't find a good man, or they just can't get it right with dating. You got women probably that are committing suicide because of it. You got women that are growing bitter on the inside because of it. You got women that are just simply uninspired in life because they can't get the relationship part right. Yeah, just like the rich, you have it on a platter right in front of you, and you're not grateful for it. Now, I use grateful lightly, because based on your word choice, you come off grateful for this man. But the only problem is that when you're afraid to tell him what's going on, and you allow it to go on out of fear, that's why I said you're a coward, of what people in the outside world is going to think about you being, you know, lesbian, or you wanting to, you know, get into a lesbian relationship. It shows that you're a coward, and it also shows that maybe that's really not what you want. Because at the end of the day, if that's what you want, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. It's going to sting at first, But then after a while, people will walk right on past you in your lesbian relationship. But let's talk about this guy. This guy, I mean, I don't know him, but based on what you said in the letter, you're taking care of him and you make him feel like you guys are going to grow old together. And for all we know, y'all might grow old together. This may be something that you're going through. You have a right to go through that. You're a human. You notice I'm not going to use the word slut. I'm not going to use none of that. Because on the Kenny Talk experience, we are adults. We keep it grown folk. Real talk. Right? And we know that these things can happen. So the only thing I want to say, sweetheart, is that you gotta step out there and not be a coward about it if it's real. If you are not stepping out there, if you're not coming out of the closet, then that means that there's a chance you might not be sure of it. So don't step out if you're not sure of it. Do not step out if you're not sure, because it could just be something that you're going through, you know. It could just be something that you want to experiment and you enjoy experimenting. And at the end of the day, guess what? It could be something that you just like to do every now and then. Now, is this something wrong with that? Well, only if your man don't know. Now, you might be in a situation where a lot of guys would love for a man to be in. Bring in the bedroom with him and let's see what happens. What kind of fireworks go off? So you got a few options there. You got to explore this first and foremost. You said for about 2 years, 2.5 years, that you've been sleeping with this person. But have you really analyzed the full situation? Are you having fun? Is the lady that you're having sex with just having fun, sweetheart? You may jump a dime to get to a nickel. I don't know. So that's why we're not going to give you really any advice. We're just going to tell you the real about what's going on. You're a coward about your situation. You need to go back and research and do a little insight on yourself to see if this is exactly who you are. And if this is exactly who you are, it should give you the courage to pull the trigger and make whatever decision you need to make. That's whether breaking it off with the young lady, breaking it off with the guy that you're with, or saying, hey, let's bring this thing together and try to be one big happy family. There is no right or wrong. There's only what you will accept. That's to keep it real, lad, everybody. If you want to speak on it, hit me up. If you want me to speak on it through Facebook, hit me. I mean, inbox me. Let me know. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to read your post. Real talk. All right. I got somebody that's hit me up on Facebook. They're saying that they can relate to the young lady being afraid, because that would be stepping out into a world that she has never stepped in before. But the same way, this is a guy saying this, the same way women want men to keep it 100, to keep it real. This is the 100. Man, you know what? He said something. This is the 100 that we need to be keeping it when it's like this. Now, it's going to hurt. It's going to burn, like Usher said. It's going to burn. But you got to do it. Because just like y'all ladies say, y'all guys need to give us the chance to choose if that's what we want. Ain't that what y'all say? You need to give a woman a chance. I don't care what it is. I don't care if if you're seeing someone else. I don't care if you are creeping with this girl. You need to give me the chance to choose if that's what I want. It's the Real Relationship Talks for everybody. I am Kenny Talk. And let's jump right back into the discussion, because it's almost time for that final thought. I got a couple more points I want to make with y'all now. I got a couple of more points that I need to make before I send you on through your week. It's hump day. All right, here's a little something. Trust is given out through verbal expression more than actions. Actions show one thing, but words express another. However, you can't hold them accountable without words. So when you talk about having your heart played with, it's because we give trust out based on verbal expression. We trust people based on what they promise. We trust people, excuse me, we trust people by short-term actions. Right? Short-term actions. You give me 30 days, I can put together some actions and some behaviors that'll make a woman feel like she has found her soulmate. I can do that. But at the end of the day, if it's not real, I'm playing with your heart. Just like the topic. So, we have to stop giving out trust that way. Everybody don't just deserve trust. You know, we shouldn't just say, hey, I got a bag full of trust, and I'm going to give it out. You want some trust? Sure. If you want some trust, just promise me a couple of things, and you got it. So when you fall short of those promises, it makes me feel like I got the right to jump out the window. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to make sure that we're not getting wrapped up in words. We're not getting wrapped up in actions, especially short-term actions. All right. The last point that I'm going to make tonight, playing with my heart. Because remember, we got real talk over real topics and real solutions. Let me give you guys a different perspective to look at. Don't go nowhere. The different perspective, don't run, is dealing with a damaged heart. Trying to fix one that you didn't break. The previous guy played with your heart. So I got a woman that's in my life that has a heart that has been played with. So how do you deal with a damaged heart? It's going to be a lot of paranoia. I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to be accountable for repairing that heart or making that heart feel at ease when the paranoia sets in. You know, when the bitterness comes out, the frustration, when the accusations come out. I just went to empty trash and you told me I had sex with the next door neighbor between now and going to empty the trash. Chill out, baby. That's the other end of having a heart that has been played with. It goes back to the relationship truth that I said earlier. You can't allow a person's actions or their words to dictate how you treat people or how you act. It's a sign of weakness. It is a sign of weakness, ladies and gentlemen. So when you talk about the topic of playing with my heart, man, I tell you one thing. I think we tackled that pretty well. What do y'all think? Y'all sound off. Y'all let me know what's up. Because it's about time. It's about time for the final thought. I have so much fun thanks to you guys. Continue to inbox me, DM me, email me, KennyTalk69@gmail.com. And I want to continue to be a resource for you. I'm a platform for you guys to express yourselves. So I take all of the information that you give me. I take the posts. I take the emails. I take the letters. I take the stuff that you send me. And I dish it out on this platform for us to have a live discussion. And it's all to help you out. Man, I love what I do. Do you love what you do? It's a real relationship talk show. I'm Kenny Talk, and I had a blast tonight. Y'all be safe out there. We've made it through hump day. Playing with my heart. Don't you dare do it. The final thought goes as follows. The worst thing you can do is awaken a woman's heart without the intent to love her the way she needs. To identify all the things that make her light up with happiness, but say and do those things only to deceive. When you tell him up front you're looking for long-term love, and that if he's not that, then you don't want to waste his time. He can only speak for the way he feels, ladies, at that particular moment. He may not feel the same way after time. Now, there's the cheating, the lying, the using, the abusing, and the many games being played by those we give our hearts. We want to trust that people won't do anything to hurt us just because we gained a verbal commitment from them at the start. Crazy. Or imagine dealing with a heart you have no intentions of playing with that was hurt by the person before you came. If you cough, sneeze, fart, or say or do anything like the one that broke her heart, you will be responsible for fixing or accused of doing the same thing. I said, if you cough, sneeze, fart, say or do anything like the one that broke her heart, you're going to be responsible for fixing or accused of doing the same thing. So, ladies, gentlemen, we got to stop giving our heart away so easy. And I got a young lady that hit me up right now. She's saying, but Kenny Talk, you can't help who you fall in love with. And I get it. I get it. But you can help who you fall in love with when you go into a relationship blind. Blind of the signs. That's what I like to call it. When you go in blind of the signs, it's very easy to fall in love. That's all I'm saying. Man, salute to Wisconsin. You got to come up out of that, baby. You got a heart in your hands. What are you going to do with it? You're responsible for it. Everybody that shared your post, salute. Everybody that listened tonight, salute. Dollhouse Radio's on the Kenny Talk Experience, and we call it the Real Relationship Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All my ladies out there, this is at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Have a happy weekend, and I will see you guys next week with another banging show. What is it going to be about? And you tell me. I'm open. I'm a platform. Salute.